focusing on the new and what you want to envision, and you create that, and then there's tons of others that do that too, and that's how you build the new. I mean, we've said that before, right? So none of us would ever suggest to fight the old. We're not, with anything we do, ever fighting the old, because that's a waste of time. And if more people join in and not fighting the old, but just building the new, build and view what you envision and want to see in the world, then that will happen.
I do think,
and then
though,
there may be still...
you have to protect yourself from that while building the new, kind of just from a rational.
Well, on an energetic level, there's actually no protection ever needed. So in the outer world, yeah, it may feel like that, right? Of course, because, you know, you...
Experience the groundbreaking advancements of Leela's quantum technology, now backed by over 40 placebo-controlled studies conducted by elite institutions and renowned universities worldwide. This revolutionary technology surpasses previous achievements, as confirmed by prestigious organizations such as the Emoto Institute in Japan. Scientific investigations reveal that Leela's technology not only enhances blood health and circulation, but also neutralizes the adverse effects of electromagnetic fields, expedites wound healing, and elevates ATP production in human cells. Embrace the extraordinary benefits of Leela's tech as recognized and utilized by world-class athletes, esteemed functional medicine practitioners, and leading figures in the field of biohacking. Explore a range of transformative products, from the Heal capsule, shielding you from harmful EMFs, to the Quantum Block, allowing you to infuse frequencies into your cherished possessions. Dive into the realm of innovation and wellness at sarahwestall.com/shop or by following the link below. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have three amazing people joining today. I have Roman, Crew, and Philip, and you're going to learn their background. Philip, I've been working with the quantum, the Leela Q stuff. He's an outstanding person, just really is. But Roman and Crew were born with these amazing capabilities. They saw the world differently. They saw the vibration and the energy from the time they were little children, and they saw the world differently. They didn't understand why, kind of like Sherry, how she could hear a couple hundred times better, didn't realize she was different. They can see and they can sense, and they're going to explain their situation. And you know, when you run across somebody who truly has these gifts, they had a very different childhood. It's not normal child, because they don't understand why they're so different, and they're trying to learn in this different, and they're going to talk a little bit about it. It's just amazing. But they're here to talk. They had this need, and I'm like, we really need to talk to them. And we both had this need to do this show, and it's about this event that people are talking about happening in July, and the energy increase, and they're seeing it. They are seeing it themselves, a huge energy spike, and what that means, and what that means to the event that you're seeing, the remote viewers, who I love those guys, and Cliff High, I love Cliff High. I love all those guys. They're great, but they're going to have a different perspective on what those guys are seeing, because what they're seeing is really happening energetically. But how can we interpret it, and what are the different ways we can interpret it, and what does it really mean? And they're going to give you a different idea and spin on it from their perspective, from two very, very gifted people, or people were born, another way to say they're born with mutations in their brain and how they function. It's incredible. This is an incredible show. And I'm really glad we're doing it now too, because it's coinciding with the mind control show that I, you know, the 10-part series that's airing right now that you can sign up for on brightyou.com. And it gives people another way of looking at this whole mind control that's going on and how to empower yourself. It's another solution that is very powerful for you personally. And I think it's really, really timely. So I also want to tell you that Roman does not speak that great of English. So we have an interpreter. We have Philip. Everybody speaks German. We have one person in Switzerland, one in Germany, one in the United States. They're all over the world. But they all speak German. So they were able to interpret for Roman. He can understand English. He just doesn't always articulate English that well. So he wants to make sure he understands the nuances and articulates the nuances. So that's why we have the interpretation. But it's I hope you sit through this whole thing. I just really enjoyed this conversation. It's just therapeutic to have these types of conversations when I can feel the energy too. I feel energy, and I don't have their gifts, but I probably have the same gifts that most of you have. But I've always been able to feel the energy in the space, and so it's interesting talking to them. So I hope you enjoy it. And again, I want to tell you about how to sign up for my mind control and fifth generation warfare. You can go to brightyou.com, BRIGHT.com. It started on Saturday. All the episodes are free. And so you can watch one episode a day. And then the 11th day, because it runs for 11 days. The 11th day will have all of them rerunning. If you want to buy the package, because you missed a couple, but you'll be able to watch them all at the 11th day. If you still want to buy the package, you can do that as well. And the quantum, the Leela Q stuff that Philip talks about here at the end, there is a free trial for anybody that decides they want to purchase the digital package. Okay, again, brightyou.com. And also I have links to Leela Q as well, and links if you want to talk to or get a hold of Crew or Roman and explore some more with them. Okay, let's get into this fantastic conversation with Roman, Crew, and Philip. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks so much for having us on, Sarah.
Yeah, it's always confusing who's supposed to talk, but Roman, Crew, and Philip, thank you for being here. This is going to be an interesting show. We're going to talk about energy, and you guys are amazing people. People don't realize what your gifts that you are born with, or I should say they don't realize they are, and a lot of people are unfamiliar with the gifts that you were born with. So before we get into all of this, can we talk about your background a little bit? And I don't care who starts. I don't, maybe Roman, you can start. What your gifts are and how you were born seeing the world differently.
Okay. Sagst du oder soll ich?
Yeah, ich kann's machen. So Roman only speaks German, so I mean he understands some English. So
Oh.
since I would be translating it
Okay,
for him, it'd
translate
be
it
just
for him.
easier if I give just a quick overview real quick. So I'm the only
Perfect.
one here actually with you, Sarah, that wasn't born with the ability
Yeah, I
to
know
see
both of you.
specific energy fields and frequencies. But Crew and Roman were born that way. And so with Roman, it's very interesting because he could see already as a little kid all frequency in the very, very granular level, all vibration, and he had to learn the physical seeing, you know, how we see a cell phone or any type of matter. He would literally have to learn it over some time to focus to see it that way, because he would see everything else, like the
So
energy, the vibration.
his eyes were just mutated, so he saw all the vibrations and the energy.
Well, yeah, you could maybe call it that way, but it was more in the brain that he had connections that other people do not have. And because it goes way beyond that, right? And certainly he has perfected that, but already, I mean, they call him the Wunderkind because he already, as an 11-year-old, he would be on stage with 300 people, and basically they would ask him questions, what issues they had and how they could fix their physical issues or any other issues. And he would always see what they had. He could tell them exactly how to fix it. Doctors would call him up when they had out-treated patients. So obviously he's perfected that over time, but he doesn't need to sit just right in front of you in order to see you, or if you have a pinched nerve in the back or whatever. So he can do that with anyone, anywhere. And he has a very granular seeing, which is a very, very big gift. And Crew was also born with the ability to see aura and energy fields just in a different way, I would say, because I work a lot with some of these very gifted people, that they all have very special gifts, but they're not all alike. Like, no one is alike anyway, right? In this reality. And so Crew has the amazing gift to read people in a way I haven't seen it elsewhere, and to see the root causes of problems, but not just in people, but also in organizations or in systems, and how they can be fixed. So also a super special gift. And yeah, so us, you know, we try to get there over time. And I had to go through 20, 25 years of training, shamanic workshops and trainings, energy healing techniques in order to kind of get there, because everyone has these abilities, but they need to be trained. But then you have amazing talents, right? Like in anything, you have also amazing talents, and you need to, have a talent and you need to practice it. It's like a muscle that none of us really hear, like 99% of the people have never really used that muscle, but it's now really time to use it. And we'll speak about that today.
Yeah, I have a couple
Feel free
questions.
to jump in with anything if I missed anything
Oh,
or.
I have a couple questions. One for crew. I did a show with Max Champy and Phil Catalino, great scientists, but we showed how there was the aura. There was a doctor at UCLA that was studying auras, and we had her video. I can't, her name escapes me right now. And they measured the love aura. When a child is with their mother, it was the strongest measurement they've ever measured. Can you see that? Can you see that aura? And can you tell when there's like just strong feelings like that? Ooh, she's on mute, I think.
You're on mute. You're on mute.
Unmute. So for me, the seeing is like contrary to a Roman who sees all the frequency and the vibration, and then his brain is able to interpret it in what he's seeing. Like for me, it's more like pictures and scenes, and like I can read in an aura all the past lives of somebody or whatever their soul has experienced over time, in whichever way. Like I can read the energies that are present, I can read the energies in the past, even in the future, because in the end, it's all simultaneously. Like there's no
Sure.
such thing as a linear time. When it comes into when we go into essence or energy ways. So yes, like these things, I can see when these fields are disturbed, like in an aura, for instance, when a mother has a huge disconnect to her child, I can see that as much as I can see when it's flowing. And I can also understand then where's the disconnect coming from and so on. Like this is what I do today. I put it into service, disability as a child, of course. Yeah, sometimes I did put that into service probably too, but it was more like me experiencing the world the way that I thought everybody does. So
Sure.
it's not really something that I thought, oh, that is really special, because
Oh,
I
no,
didn't know
yeah.
that everybody else was not experiencing the world. And probably the same for you, Roman, that also you thought everybody sees the world like this. So it's when you start talking to others, then you start realizing, oh, they don't see the colors, they don't see the stories. I had the hardest time focusing when I was little into this present life, because I also remember all other lives.
Wow.
Like I don't have this memory wipe, you know, like that a lot of people are blessed with in a way that is also a blessing. So it was later on that I realized, and probably you too, Roman, that others don't see what we see or see the world very differently. And yeah, then later I guess we both put that into the service of fixing problems.
Well, that's just amazing. So can you see all of my past lives by looking at me, or do you have to have kind of like an
Well,
experience with me?
thank God today I know how to switch that on and off. Because when I was little, I couldn't. I would see everybody's stories, every single thing that was revolving around them, like a big movie theater. That's why I could not concentrate in school ever, because there was just too much going on, or in bigger crowds. And I could do that now. If you were to ask me for a session, we have a problem, and you have that problem to resolve, it would lay in a story that you experienced in any past life. Then we could go in, I would read into that and take you along on this journey. So we resolve, and then also resolve there in order to make it better today. But there should always be a reason why we look into those things. We shouldn't just look for curiosity or something like this.
Why?
Because whenever you touch a field, an information field, you are creating resonance. So if I create a resonance between you and a past experience and me in this, like being the connector, then there is definitely something that needs to be worked with. It's just more, it's almost like, okay, now we have a resonance here, and now we need to do something with it. And if I were to like read all of your past life, you would have a lot of resonance to a lot of things. And I don't know if that's so serving to your presence, because in the end, it's all not in that moment. There's no relevance in this moment right now. So this
Makes
current
sense.
moment, if we see problems and we understand those problems are in the past or created in the past, that we need to look at that, then good. But do we always have, like, it's, do you remember every single thing that you experienced in your childhood or even in your teenage years during school? I'm sure not. And maybe that's also good, because think of that. We would always be in resonance to all of these moments that have no relevance in the present moment. So
Oh, that makes
it is
sense.
a blessing that we don't always have resonance to everything.
That makes sense. Roman, you were on the stage a lot helping people at the age of 11. You probably have to translate for him, right? Can he understand what I'm, can you understand what I'm saying? Just need to can't speak it very well. Okay. So you were on the stage when you were 11, and you were such a curiosity to so many people. Why did that change? Why aren't you still on the stage, and why aren't people still wanting to? Was it suppressed, or what happened?
Okay, das musst du übersetzen.
Ja, also sie fragt im Prinzip, warum du damals vor so vielen Leuten auf der Bühne warst und jetzt nicht mehr, aber du bist ja noch auf der Bühne, aber das kannst du ja gleich sagen, ich kann es auch übersetzen,
Genau.
nur halt in anderer Form, ne? So.
Okay, oder ich versuche es. I'll try in English. I'll try. At the moment, I'm working until with much people. But more ones to ones. I make seminars for lots of people, but I like it more with people to work ones to ones, because then I have a more how do you say, more near, also näher, bin ich näher, und es macht mir Spaß.
It brings him more joy. He likes the one-on-one work, but he still has seminars and webinars with hundreds of people. So that hasn't changed. And doctors still call him up, and companies still call him up, and so all of that is still active. I think, yeah.
I would think there was a period of time where the curiosity in the public was massive and it was open and people were wanting to learn about it. And then there was a couple decades there where it was suppressed, and all this stuff was not, kind of like the 70s and early 80s, people were really interested in it. And then there was the suppression, and then there was a surge again. So
Ja,
I
genau,
see.
aber bei mir war es so, dass eigentlich ich immer aktuell war für die Menschen. Es gab nie so einen Abbruch, wo sie mich nicht kontaktiert haben, weil sehr viele immer sehr schnell viele Informationen wollten.
Yeah. So he's saying that, that may be true in general. For him, that never happened because for him, people always contacted him. There was no time where that stopped or where that decreased or anything. He had a constant flow. And, that's the same also with crew, And I think it's also very, very different if there's people that just have little capabilities, but claim they have a lot. And then if you have a session with Roman or with crew, you'll realize pretty quickly that they're actually hitting the nail on the head each time.
There's a difference.
And yeah.
Und es
There's a
ist auch so,
difference,
dass ja ganz viele aus der spirituellen Ebene, die ja, was ich sich, wie sie auch sich nennen, Meister oder was auch immer, auch ganz viel mich kontaktieren. In der Hinsicht, dass ja die dann auch für sich einen Weg machen.
Also, die dich energetisch kontaktieren, meinst du, oder
Genau,
von
aber auch
außen?
physisch.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other even spiritual leaders and guides that
In 2023, according to MIT Living Wage Calculator, folks in major cities needed around $68,499 just to make ends meet comfortably. But guess what happened next? In just 1 year, that number shot up a whopping 40% to $96,500. Can you believe how much inflation has affected us? That's the kind of inflation that keeps us up at night. Now, I don't know about you, but I sure can't afford to keep pace with that kind of skyrocketing cost of living. It's downright scary. But you know what's even scarier? Not doing anything about it. That's why I've been talking to folks over at Miles Franklin. They're all about helping regular people like you and me protect our hard-earned savings. With gold and silver, you can lock in the value of your money and shield yourself from the ups and downs of the economy. So if you are like me and want to keep your nest egg safe and sound, reach out to Miles Franklin at info@milesfranklin.com. Just mention my name, Sarah sent me, and they'll take care of you like family, because it's just how we do things here in Middle America. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your future today.
Contact him as well, and have contacted him all along. As a matter of fact, you know, when he was on stage as an 11-year-old boy, the first time, that was actually the guru in Germany at the time, who drew in like hundreds of people each time for huge seminars and all of that. And that's where he was actually brought to by his mother, because his mother didn't really know what to do with him. She's like, he needs to have like some guidance with all of his abilities. And then he brought him to this seminar, and then they talked to this guy and said, okay, so here's our son. So, and I think he asked, okay, so what can I learn from you? That's what Roman asked. And the guy responded, you cannot learn anything from me, but I can learn a lot from you. And then he ended up putting him on stage every day for an hour.
Wow.
So that people could ask him questions. Yeah.
Wow. He was, you were lucky to get somebody right away as a young boy who just understood. That's really great. Okay. So let's talk about where the world's at today, because with your gifts and with what's going on, you know, we have the remote viewers and Cliff High and other people talking about there's going to be an event in July. You can feel the energy. You can sense what's going on and where the world is at. Can you talk a little bit about that? And I don't, who wants to start?
I would love to say something really quick about this wave that you just described, you know, like, because it leads up to what is happening right now. You know, you said that there was a decade or two where there was a grand awakening, and then it kind of, so we have to really understand that this has been in the making for a very long time, right? Like, we're not just looking at a few hundred years, we're looking at a very, very long time. and this moment, what you're describing, you know, where everybody was so interested and so curious, that was an act of breaking free of very hard conditioning that was still very valid in the world. And of course, we always see when these waking up moments happen, that there's a sudden increase in interest, and then this becomes normal. It's like wearing the capsule for a minute, you know, like after a while you get used to, in the beginning, the energy is so strong. And then after a while you adjust and your vibration hires, and then it becomes more normal. And then there's things like meditation and yoga and all of that stuff that was still so weird at that time is now the standard, you know, like, so the spirituality has never really stopped. It's just that humanity has lifted or raised vibration, and so that now we're coming to this next moment of, so it's basically we had like a really steep, you know, and then we got like a little bit of a plateau in which a lot of other things developed that now support this next steep awakening moment that we're going to experience, or that we are already experiencing, but where we're climaxing very soon.
And what do you think that's excellent explanation, that you just it starts to normalize, and it's not like there isn't interest, because that's how I felt with some other issues that we've covered over the years here. So that's excellent. But where do you think we are with this event. You said it's like, what is there a climate? Are things going to collapse? I've had people talk about, Michelle Whitedove, who was amazing, and she didn't agree with a lot of things that people said, but when she said with reset, with the collapse, and she died last December, a year from last December, which we lost a great person, but she said that every system was going to reset or going to collapse, and then we were going to rebuild. Are we moving towards that?
Should we have maybe
Maybe you,
Roman
Roman?
just say something, because Roman kind of initiated also this. So Roman, möchtest du kurz nochmal jetzt sagen, sie möchte halt wissen, wo stehen wir jetzt, was ist mit diesem Event und was passiert da? Und dann können wir übersetzen und dann können wir ja noch sozusagen was dazu sagen auch.
Du übersetzt, ja?
Kann ich machen, ja.
Also was das Event eigentlich, das Hauptevent ist, dass die gute Seite ja im Endeffekt die Spiele aufhört und sich einfach die Spiele loslässt. Das heißt, diese Spiele, die wir kennen, dieses Yin-Yang-Spiel zwischen gut und schlecht, braucht ja immer die andere Seite. Und dadurch, dass die Guten die Energie einfach loslassen und gar nicht mehr mitspielen, hat die, ich sage mal, die negative Seite gar keinen Spielpartner mehr.
Okay, so, and so you may not have heard this before, but so, and you may out there, so there's it's hard to deal with these words of good and bad, right? Sometimes positive and negative. It's because sometimes it's a little bit misleading. It's not 100% accurate when we're trying to describe energetic happenings and events and how things are. So we're just trying to use the best words available for that. But on a higher level, there is a sort of like a negative side, right? That's, you can call it a destructive side. That's a destructive side that is and has been playing the game of suppressing humanity, suppressing consciousness,
Separation also.
and
Separation also, like it was a game
separation, a
of
big
separation,
separation.
separating from source.
Fear mongering, and with that, basically trying to move everyone away from source and disconnect them from source, right? And then you have the quote unquote supportive side, maybe call it positive. It's not a perfect word though. That is all about connection with source. Supportive for consciousness, supportive for life, for self-expression, for connection with each other, with the source, and the remembering of source, right? And this is the yin and yang game that we know of, and everyone can picture the symbol also. Yin and yang. And for the first time ever, and that is what Roman has been observing over the last few weeks. And I'm guessing most people haven't seen that yet. Is that the positive side is stopping the game? They are letting it go. They're letting the energy go, and that has a huge potential for various outcomes. Right?
What do
Where
you mean they're
indeed
stopping the game? They're not.
they're
Maybe it's
not
better
playing
to
anymore.
say they're like basically not playing anymore. It's not that they're stopping the game because the game is out of two parties. But if one party stops playing, then the other party has no dual opposite that will play, that they can play against. So basically the support has said, I'm not going to play that game anymore that is being played.
Envision a basketball game, there's two teams and one team stops playing. Then what does the other team do? They can't play anymore. Okay, and so that's where we are right now. And so this has a huge potential. And Roman, I think about 10 days ago, saw where the energies are moving. And by the way, linking a little bit to Cliff High's work on describing certain energetic events, what I find great is that he's describing from his software that he's reading these emotional outbursts basically, and that there's a huge event happening apparently from his data, but he doesn't say what it's going to be because he doesn't know.
Sure.
And it can be negative, can be very positive too. There's and everything in between, right? there's a massive energetic event, but it doesn't mean it's going to be negative. Now you have remote viewers seeing something that gets into the realm of it being very negative because they're seeing huge smokes and whatever, but they may not be realizing that with that, they're playing a role in actually manifesting something that does not need to happen. And that's very important for actually them also to realize that. And they may be aware of it. I don't know them personally. I think they're amazing guys. I know they,
Beautiful
you know,
people,
from just
yeah.
looking at them a couple of times, they have the heart in the right place. But we need to be very mindful right now as humanity to actually wake up and to not get into fear and not to manifest and look at negative things that are going to happen, because that's been the game. That's been the game, to be in fear, and whatever we vibrate in, whatever we see or feel or think that's going to happen, that's going to happen. And people do not realize it. And you have often people on the show, and I say that, amazing people that know so much in their little fields and whatever they research, but then they say things like, they will do this. This will lead to that. This
Yes,
will.
I know.
This is like, no, guys, just do not say that. It may look like it like this at the moment. You may feel it's going to happen. They may be planning this, but there's always a higher energy at place that can wipe that out in a heartbeat. And it does not need to be that way. And so I've had this, you know, this vision, you know, when Roman started to talk about all what's currently happening, it's this picture of, I don't know, like millions of people standing somewhere that are about to die, like literally, and they think they're dying, but then they move into prayer, into connection, into source, and singing this song, and suddenly everything changes. And I think that is why we're here today, to say, get into the positive. Get into the positive. Doesn't mean you should stop doing your things. There are no white hats out there that are going to fix it all for you. That's also just some, you know, so that you're inactive. We should still be active, because the whole energy, the spirit, God, the all that is, works always through everyone. So we all play a role. We should move our focus to the positive.
That's an excellent
Maybe
way of saying it. Go ahead.
maybe it's maybe we can look at it like from this perspective of we have never seen this so far, that one team basically decides not to play anymore. We hear this often, the only way how you can win is not play, right? This is also the only way how you can create peace is not war. It is to be at peace, to not go to war. Like that's basically from a higher perspective, the only way how we can ever win is to not play. And I think that the supportive side has come to that conclusion. And so this is a very unique event in which, because there's always balance in creation, always, always, always. Like it cannot be any other way, because in the end there's one big creation, and how can it be imbalanced if it is just a matter of where it is distributed and stuff like this. So but in the end it's all equally there. So when one team decides to not play anymore, they are not using that energy that they used all of this time to keep that game going. And now all of that energy is basically there for us, for all of us, not just for the ones that held these roles. Now it's really there. That is so much. It's almost like we have an outburst of energy right now, and that is being distributed to every single individual. And now we can take that energy offering and bring it into empowerment of the individual and say, hey, what, wait a minute, you know, like, of course I can create what I want to see. And if we want to see the good, we can totally pour that energy, or like the good, but the constructive lifting and rising more the vibration, then we can right now create that more than ever. So coming back to this collapse of systems, what you had just mentioned, Sarah, Everybody, and I just actually learned that like a week ago, or a month ago. Everybody said the world will end in 2012 because of the Mayan calendar, which actually I didn't know that that was. So Roman and I knew already then that something has changed, that something big happened, and that it has never been like that before. But I didn't know it, that the Mayan said that the world will end. And in the end, though, everybody was saying, oh my God, and all of this stuff is going to happen. And what does that mean? The world will end. Yes, the world actually did end. It's just that nobody noticed because it was such a different event than what everybody thought it could be. And what it was a beautiful event because what we did, we crossed the threshold and now we're like separation, separation, separation. Now, equator. That was 2012. Now we're going back into unity. We are on a path of unification now instead of separation. So was that the end of the world as we knew it? 100% the world ended because this is a completely different path. Everything that was valid to get us here is now not everything, but a lot of things are obsolete. And now we're having to create new offerings. We have to have new things that bring us back in for us to then get back out again, but we don't need to take it that far. But now, we see all these systems have to collapse. Yes, they will collapse, but the question is, how will they collapse? Like, will they collapse like boom, like everything will fall apart and everybody will suffer? And no, it doesn't have to be because all that energy is free now, and we can all use this for our personal growth, for our personal rise of vibration. And when the collective starts to embody this rise of vibration and starts to basically empower each individual into this higher field, then we will just, yeah, one system collapses, but we already have solution how to take it into the next realm. So I used to be able to look really well into the future of people. Right now, Sarah, I can tell you this is almost impossible because let's say this is the person and this is like all the future paths, and there's a lot more possibilities. And then on each one of these sits another. It's all about choices. So right now, it's almost impossible to look because, like, I don't know what choices somebody takes. And these choices, they empower us so much to choose what we want to see now. We have really now support to create the world that we want to see. And if everybody gets there and we stop seeing in the old terms, like where we needed a French Revolution in order to get into a quantum leap, where we needed terrible things to happen in order to see a leap in rise of vibration, Atlantis and all of those things. Like we don't need that anymore. We don't need it to fall apart and make everybody suffer. Like we have the chance now because we're on the
That makes sense.
other road now, like opposite side.
Do you think that part of the just giving or just not playing the game anymore is that, because I feel it like internally, like I see the manipulation is so extreme that I'm done with you. I'm done with that. We gotta do something else. Is that description accurate for how it's manifesting in everybody, or not everybody, but a lot of people?
Roman, möchtest du dazu was sagen? Hast du das verstanden?
Nicht ganz.
Also sie sagt jetzt also, dass wenn jetzt die eine Seite aufhört zu spielen, und das scheint ja so zu sein, wenn sie spürt jetzt zum Beispiel in sich, dass diese ganze Manipulation so groß ist in der Welt überall, dass sie fast jetzt sagt, also ich will gar nicht mehr teilnehmen, das ist mir viel zu viel alles. Ist das vielleicht etwas, was sie da wahrnimmt in sich, dass das jetzt so manifestiert in ihr selber und in anderen vielleicht auch? Oder gibt es da noch mehr zu sagen?
Also dadurch, dass ja die einen Spieler aufhören zum Spielen, hat man genau dieses Gefühl, wenn man selber für das, ich sag mal, für das Gute steht, wenn man selber schon angefangen hat, in seiner Welt das Gute zu entdecken, kommt man genau in diese Energie rein, dass man dann wahrnimmt, was im Großen und Ganzen passiert.
Yeah, so he's saying yes, that's exactly how it is, because since this good side, call it good side, and knowing that that's not the accurate term, is not playing anymore, everyone that's also seeking this rise in vibration, this connection with source, the goodness basically, right, also gets that feeling within that, I mean, I'm just not going to participate anymore. Like,
Yeah,
this
I'm
is like,
done, man.
do, yeah, exactly. And you just start focusing on the new and what you want to envision, and you create that. And then there's tons of others that do that too. And that's how you build the new. I mean, we've said that before, right? So none of us would ever suggest to fight the old. We're not, with anything we do, ever fighting the old, because that's a waste of time. And if more people join in and not fighting the old, but just building the new, build and view what you envision and want to see in the world, then that will happen.
I do
And
think,
then
though,
there may be still.
you have to protect yourself from that while building the new, kind of just from a rational.
Well, on an energetic level, there's actually no protection ever needed. So, in the
Okay.
outer world, yeah, it may feel like that, right? Of course, because you may
You
have
clean
some
up your
fears.
mind, your body,
But so,
separate yourself from that, make sure you're not put in dangerous situations, but keep going, yeah.
No, I mean, in a way, that's how it is, and that's where we're at the moment. And and certainly it's all moving right now, and we also don't know how it's exactly going to be, because it actually is fluctuating at the moment. There's a lot happening, and the big chance for it to make it a smoother transition is that a lot more people wake up here in the next 15 to 20 days. And with waking up, I'm not, yes, I mean, there's multiple levels of where you can wake up, right? You can wake up to the fact that Joe Biden is a puppet, right? That's a waking up in itself. But that's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about really waking up to your own consciousness, unlocking your consciousness, because it's not really expanding. It's always there. Consciousness is always there. It's just like the gate to it. We want to open that more and more. And if that happens, then that's the actual real awakening. And more people need to wake up here in the next 15 to 20 days and maybe stop what they're doing and just focus inwards, meditate, envision the positive, think about what you want to see in the world. And get into that. That's the energy that's currently needed. And it's not the energy of being in fear, being in fighting. You can still fight with love and with a good view, but you know what I'm talking about, right? It's we need to focus on a different level at the moment, and it's needed that more people do that, because if not, then indeed it may get quite ugly. So, and
Maybe
that does not need to happen at all. It's not necessary.
we can add to this that now we've talked a lot about like let's create the positive, but since everything is always in balance and in the end every single thing that exists, no matter whether it is on this team or on the other team, is in essentially God or source or whatever you want to call it, highest consciousness. Because how can there any be, can there be anything that is not from source if everything comes from source, then everything must be source. But then there were roles and one team had to play this role and the other team had to play the other role. And while we're using this higher vibration that is now being offered to us, why don't we also just reach out, empower ourselves? And that I love this word empowerment more so than protect, because with all the like clean food and not letting ourselves be manipulated with TV and narrative and all of that, it's not so much a protection mechanism, it's more like an empowerment to my own individual self care and self love and self-empowerment in the end, to be free of all of this manipulation. And then while we're already so empowered and able to change the way how things go, let's also reach out to all of the players of the other team and say, hey, can we have a hug? And I accept the darkness within me with all the love that I have. I accept the darkness that is in the world. I accept that it is in the essentially all, because then we really unified. We really don't make teams anymore. That's when we really stop playing, is when we start to embrace all of what we don't like to see, or what is very hurtful, or
Well, but some of
like
this
embrace the
hurtfulness is pretty
pain.
bad, though. I mean, it's
Not to
really.
say, oh yeah, let's just do the pain game for longer, but
But isn't
to
it hard to embrace?
execute that empowerment into love and really change the game. So that is what higher vibration does. It stops to judge. It doesn't say you don't deserve to be loved because you are ugly, or you are a puppet, or you are a murderer, or whatever. Like, I like.
Nope, she froze. We lost her.
Okay, so we can still hear you though, and I think
Okay.
Roman is also still active. Roman, möchtest du
Okay.
gerade was sagen?
Yeah, was
Roman
wollte
would
ich
like to
sagen?
say something.
Can I ask,
Yeah.
well, maybe Roman, you can talk to this. I have personally have a hard time embracing something that I would see as evil, like hurting children, that kind of stuff. I can't personally I just can't do it. I can't get myself to embrace somebody who enjoys hurting children, or I think some of those things we just need to cut out of society and put aside. But
Also, sie hat eine Schwierigkeit, also zum Beispiel, sie sieht ja auch viel Schlechtes, was passiert, ne, wenn jetzt so Kinder vergewaltigt werden oder das Kindertrafficking und so weiter. Das sind halt alles Sachen, das geht für sie so weit, dass sie Schwierigkeiten hat und wahrscheinlich viele andere auch. Also da jetzt zu sagen, naja, das kann ich in meine Liebe nehmen. So, was hast du dazu zu sagen? Und
ja,
ja.
also es gibt ja verschiedene Bewusstseinslevels, und auf einer Ebene die Menschen, die also diese Erschaffer, die das ausleben mit diesem, ich sag mal, ich kann mal sagen, sehr harten Sachen, also sehr brutalen Sachen, die leben das aus, weil sie in dieser Realität das überhaupt ausleben können. Das fällt ja jetzt dann auch weg, aber wir haben doch. Wir sind noch in dieser Phase bis jetzt gewesen, wo man alles ausleben konnte, was scheinbar eine Realität haben darf. Und das wird sich verändern. Das heißt, es wird keine ausexperimentierte Dinge mehr geben wie diese Spiele. Und von der einen menschlichen Ebene ist es eine ganz heftige Sache. Vom Bewusstsein her aber ist es ein Austesten untereinander. Das heißt, man testet sich nur selbst aus, weil das ja im Endeffekt nur von selbst sich selbst erschaffen ist.
Okay. All right. So try to translate that. That was a bunch. So he's saying there are different levels of consciousness. And on this level where this is happening, with the with these hard negative games that you described, Sarah, these creators that are basically playing these games, they have been doing that because they could. Because where everything was at, that's where it was at. It was possible to basically test these things, to do these things, to experience these things, even though on the human level there, if you have a heart, it's just not, you can't comprehend why someone could do these things. On a consciousness level, though, it's just testing. But the good news is that this will fall away. With this development currently and with what's going to happen, that such games won't happen in the future anymore. They can't. So,
Genau. Und es ist ja so, dadurch, dass jetzt diese ganz starke Energie jetzt entstanden ist, durch dieses, dass eben die Spiele sich verändern, kommt jeder wieder im Endeffekt erwacht in seinem Sein, dass er gar keine Spiel mehr braucht. Das heißt, ganz viele Erschaffer haben sich Spiele ausgedacht und haben das so quasi wie ein Lebensspiel gehabt, wie wenn sie ein Spiel gebraucht haben oder eine Besonderheit, um hier zu leben. Und genau das fällt alles weg. Das heißt, wir sind dann alle freie Erschaffer, die dann auch ganz frei und neu, das heißt, anders erschaffen.
So the creation, what creators here on Earth have been creating, those were games because they needed games to exist here to, and they created such games. But all that is shifting now, and everyone will arrive in their own, his, her own being, literally. And with that, you don't need such games anymore. It's just, you know, when you have people, and Crew alluded to that earlier, also talking about moving out of the Kali Yuga and moving into, you know, in a different age. It's that's nothing. That's just a way to describe it, also maybe on a more material level. But we're moving into a completely new era. That's what we're doing, and so we're leaving the old stuff behind. And one of the things is also, you know, if you have a basement and you've never gone to the basement for 10 years, and then you go down and it's dark there, you don't see anything. As soon as you light a candle, you see all the dust, you see all the crap, you see dead mice or whatever, right? And then the more you light it up, the more of the ugly stuff in the corners you even see.
And you start
And
cleaning
then
it
you get
up.
to clean up. And that's what's going to happen. And then, you know, this room can completely change. Now, that's an analogy, but in a way, that is what's going to happen. And so these, the energy won't be there anymore for such games in the future. And
That's why awareness is so important. As
yes,
this
that's the
light
light I
goes on,
described.
the
Yes.
awareness goes on, then, people always ask me for solutions because I have this docu-series on mind control, and I had this intense need to do it. And I'm like, well, I know we have our solutions, but I'm not going to be able to provide the awareness provides these solutions because people everywhere rises up and
Yes,
figures it out.
exactly. But it's really coming from within. And also, you know, one of those things is we live in a world right now where for everything that's being said, there's the absolute opposite also being said, right? And so this is true. No, that is true. This is false. No, that is false. It's everywhere. Like you couldn't find a single subject, literally, where there wouldn't be totally opposing fronts and everything. So, what does that mean? It breaks people's brains because you can't comprehend it with the brain. You need to go inside and you need to feel what is actually the truth. So, as long as people don't do that, they're left in these games, and they need to always choose the side and defend the side and all of that. Republican, Democrat, good, bad, whatever. You know, just feel here what's true, because everyone can do that. And so the more you build that out, the more you can see all these things. And then, you know, I mean, I had this picture the other day that, you know, where there was a two cows on green grass in Switzerland, photographed, right? And how much brainwashing needed to happen in order to think that this is bad, right? You know, that's speaking to Bill Gates saying, you know, the cow farts need to stop and all of that. And then the picture below where there's a airplane spraying the crops like crazy with herbicides and pesticides to think that this is good, this is bad, and this is good. Like everything is turned around. But again, just with our brains, we kind of follow these things. As soon as we wake up to our own being and to our own inner power, all this, it's just like you see through all of that. And that's the time right now. And that's really the calling for everyone watching right now. Like, wake up, go inside. Don't follow all these routes, these rabbit holes. I mean, you can look at them and all of that, but do that from a distance and wake up inside.
Well, I have some people that I talk to, and there's one in particular that thinks that they're not interested in saving anybody. Most people don't get it, and so they're just interested in saving the top 5%. I'm like, well, The whole notion of that concept to me sounds wrong. When you hear someone say that, because they have it figured out and they're there to save time, top 5%, and the rest of the people aren't going to be saved anyways. What are your thoughts when you hear something like that?
I mean, my instant thought is very, very quick. It is, there's no one that comes to save you. You need to save yourself. And that's been a truth forever. You need to wake up yourself and you need to save yourself. And you should not just wait until someone else saves you. And it's time for a self responsibility here and do what you can for yourself and whatever else you can impact and go do that.
And
Maybe also I don't even need to waste any time with someone saying, yeah, they just saved the 5%. It doesn't apply to
important.
me. You know, it's like I'll save myself and
Well,
then
but
everyone
also
should.
there's
Go ahead, Karina.
no finite life. Like I've been around now for a very, very long time, like maybe from the beginning in this head somewhere is all of this and everything that comes too, and I can tell you there's only infinite life. Like, so they can say all day long, we're going to only save the top 5%. Like, life that is there is going to exist no matter which way it's going to exist. Like,
It's dumb, right?
it's not gonna go away. Like, where's that life supposed to go? Like, all life is going to be infinite. Every single being that exists will be infinite existence because that is really what it boils down to. So they can talk about this all day long and have plans and dream castles that they want to dream. But in the end, this is a pipe dream like every other pipe dream in that way because life is infinite and everybody's life, even the lowest ant's life, is going to be infinite. So there's no saving, only these guys, like it's
And
a
also,
ridiculous
it's the
statement.
fear, also, right? Because it's important to understand what fear does to us. And everyone can feel that very easily. Because if you go a little bit into fear or then strongly into fear, what you're doing is you're energetically contracting. And in a state like that, you're shutting yourself off to source, even though they're, on a high level, you cannot ever be really disconnected from source. But it feels as if, and then you're contracted and you can't do anything, and then you're just following your like deepest survival instincts, right? But you're not actually connected. You're not having a vision. You're not having a deeper connection. You can't really do what's in your heart, and that's what we need to understand. Like, just give up that fear. Just don't buy into that. And it's good to point things out, but people shouldn't just get into fear because that's the low vibration that they want to keep everyone in so that this rise in consciousness is not happening. And then that's the game.
Fear is if you get people into fear under stress, they're more easily controlled. So
Exactly. Yeah.
that's
Yeah.
you're describing the energy reasons why that phenomena exists because they, in the mind manipulation and mind control, by like planting false memories, it's hard to plant false memories. But if you, in a study with like 900 people, they put people under stress and fear, and all 900 people, they were able to take on false memories. So you can manipulate people quite well when people are fearful. And so the not playing and just saying, I'm not playing anymore, is empowering, as Crew said, because then they can no longer manipulate you.
Yes, and then you can choose. You can choose what you want to see in this world. And if everybody awakens to that truth for themselves, I remember when I met Roman. Roman and I see the world from completely different, like with completely different eyes, because he has his abilities and he's like master in that, and I have my abilities and I'm master in that. But it's almost like the opposite. Like where he sees information, I see pictures. Like, and then when then he said certain things, and I was like, how can that be? Like, I see that completely different. Like, but I could feel that it's true what he says, because I know when there's truth. Like, I've always been able to see that. Or when somebody just tells me something, or when they just believed it to be true or something like this, there's a difference. You can see the difference in the person or in the information, or I don't even know how to describe it. But I was sitting there and I was contemplating, because I could feel his was truth, but it was almost opposite to what I knew, what was the truth that I saw. And I could feel, I can also feel it when I'm not, like when I'm through my filters, or I have emotional distress and look at things the wrong way. So I know when there's truth, even in myself. And so I was sitting there and thinking, this stupid truth, like it's such an, like, it's kind of trying to get away from me, because I just, it didn't figure it out until I looked through his eyes and looked at it just through his way. And then I looked through my way, and then I understood, oh my God, it's not opposite. It's just we are looking onto the same thing with two different ways to look at something. And it's not, there's not mine is the truth or his is the truth. It's like both is the truth. It's just looked in a from a different way in order to fulfill a different purpose. So truth is a very eluding thing. And so I always remind everybody, like, maybe just don't believe anything anymore, and find your love in your heart, and then you will know your truth, and that follow that, you know, like, but the heart truth, not desires, not needs, not all of that, those kind of things. Like, really find that way to your heart. There's so many practices today that can empower us to find that inner voice that comes from our heart, that knows our own truth. And from that truth, we don't need to worry so much what somebody else's truth is. And well, because in the end, truth is like a big meadow with a ton of beautiful flowers, and every one of them is not wrong. It's they're what they are, and then it's there. And truth is a little bit like this. So take it away from the mind and bring it into love, truth, and then it doesn't matter so much anymore. All of these sides is also a way of not playing anymore. Not playing means I'm not choosing a side, because as soon as I'm choosing a side, I'm already playing again. So this is really what's happening, like on a grand level right now, and we have the chance to tag along and do that too.
So you're seeing energy that's swelling right now. And can you describe that and how, because this big event that people are talking about happening in July, you're saying it could be good, it could be not, but it could be good or it could be bad or it could be all in between. But you are indeed seeing the same thing, that something is reaching a crescendo.
Roman, da fragt sich jetzt, also da sehen ja jetzt viele diese starke Energie, diesen Outburst um Mitte Juli rum. Und sie hat nochmal wiederholt, dass wir sagen, das kann jetzt also natürlich was Krasses sein sozusagen, kann aber auch was total Positives sein oder irgendwas dazwischen und dass das noch in Bewegung ist sozusagen. Aber sie fragt jetzt, aber du siehst auch oder wir sehen auch, dass tatsächlich die Energie so richtig, also stark ist jetzt auf jeden Fall und dass es auch so um Mitte Juli rum, also einfach zumindest energetisch sehr stark ist, oder?
Also wir sind schon mitten in diesem Flow von dieser ganz starken Energie. Sie wird nur immer mehr bemerkt. Das heißt, energetisch gesehen sind wir eigentlich schon an diesem Level angekommen. Aber dadurch, dass die Menschheit und die Erschaffer, die dort alle tätig sind, sie immer mehr präsent wahrnehmen, wird es genau diese Zeitraum brauchen, um alle die es festzustellen, und dadurch umso mehr es wahrnehmen, um natürlich dann kommt der die Veränderung.
Yeah. Okay, so he's saying that we are already right in the middle of it energetically, and it's not going to even be more than that. It's just that creators and people are starting to notice it actually, and that it takes some time until about, the mid-July plus minus whatever, 5, 7 days, that enough notice all of this. That then the change can happen. And however that will look like remains to be seen, as we said. But this huge energy burst is already there, but it will culminate when enough people actually notice that we're in this energy.
Okay, and it's just maybe all of us coming to some conclusions and understanding. Is that a different way of articulating it? And then we start acting in a different way because we have a new consciousness, a new understanding.
It's
Enough
maybe
of us.
like remember the like Birkenstocks? Birkenstocks were really like shoes that were not fashionable shoes until somehow in the 90s, somebody in New York decided to create this trend. And then this trend hit like a huge tipping point where everybody was into Birkenstocks already. All the stars and everybody was wearing were wearing Birkenstocks, which no star would ever have worn like 5 years prior to that. Or so it's like this, the energy this whole year already has been so high on that energy level. Now is everybody noticing, like just a few had worn those energy fields, have been aware of those energy fields, and now it becomes gets to that tipping point where everybody is waking up to that trend. And now that will enable, because everybody awakens to this energy and suddenly feels like, oh my God, I want Birkenstocks too. And all of a sudden we have a flood of all of that. Like maybe that makes it easier to understand. It's already there. The Birkenstocks have always been there. Now there's an increase of certain kinds, maybe because they were also like a certain kind of Birkenstocks that became popular. But it's going to be a trend, like a
No, I
there's
understand. I think that I've really focused really hard over the last 4 months on this mind control thing and manipulation and making people aware, or helping people become aware that they're being manipulated. And from my perspective, I think the awareness of the manipulation is increasing tenfold. And I'm seeing it everywhere, and I'm hoping it accumulates with this too. And people just saying, I'm done being manipulated, and we need to create something new because this manipulation, first, we still need to guard from it a little bit because they're still going to try to manipulate, but we need to not play into that, and we need to do something that's more pro-human in a different direction. That I think people are coming to those conclusions that this is just one big theater.
Exactly. That's exactly what's happening right now. And that's a great analogy anyway, this theater, right? Because it really is a theater, and then there's a stage, and what is on stage is currently being changed completely. And there will be a complete new stage. The theater may not be different, maybe a little bit different, but the stage will be completely different. And yeah, and on all levels, I think people are starting to notice these things. But the ultimate is really to wake up to your own truth and connection. And if you're energetically very expanded, then things like mind control don't really have a big effect at all.
Well, 25 to 40% of the people are not susceptible to it. And if you're put under fear and stress, you are more susceptible to it. But just your natural defenses aren't. And so that must be the people who are more connected to themselves or something.
Totally, 100%. Like that is the answer to it all. If you know who you are, nobody can tell you anything other than whatever they want to tell you. It's not going to take any effect or hold over you because you know who you are and you know how to root within that truth. That's what I mean. Like find your own truth, and no one can tell you anything anymore. It's impossible. You will not even be in resonance to whatever is out there. It will not affect you. You, if you have inner peace, complete inner peace, you can walk on a minefield, you can walk into a war zone, and you will not be hit by anything because what you don't have inside of you will not be presented to you outside of you. So there will no not be any resonance. If you know who you are, that is always the answer. Is just like you said, if you know who you are, you cannot be manipulated. That's why They don't want us to know who we are, or have
That's
for the
right.
longest time separated us from knowing what we are. That was the game played. Now we're playing different game, and they have to give the reins away. And nobody likes to give the reins away when they have had it for a very long time. So like now we're dropping the game altogether, and we'll see how that goes.
See, I think that that's very interesting. I think that people just saying, "I'm done. You are nuts. We're done." So, what do you want people to hear as we close this out?
Roman, möchtest du noch mal was sagen? Also sie fragt, also was möchten wir, dass die Leute draußen jetzt hören oder noch vielleicht, was kann man ihnen noch vielleicht mit auf den Weg geben?
Also, das vielleicht ganz wichtig ist, dass jeder weiß, dass er ein autarkes Wesen zugleich aber in der Gemeinschaft ist. Und jeder, der sich erinnert, dass er auch Bewusstsein, ein autarkes Bewusstsein hat, dadurch sich wieder komplett in seiner Kraft aufwacht, seinem Sein.
So that everyone should just remember that they are an autark being and that they just need to wake up to the fact that that is what they are, that they are consciousness and that they're an autark being, yes,
What is
connected
Artark?
with everyone.
Not attached, like free,
Okay, freed, yeah.
like a
Okay.
self-sufficient, you know, like autark means I'm self-sufficient.
Okay.
You have your own space, basically, you know.
You have whatever you need in order to get yourself into completion, basically. It's not being dependent on something. Autark living is when you have all your power and water and all of that, you know, like,
Sure.
and so this is just in a different context.
No, excellent. Okay, and maybe you should talk a little bit about quantum energy, Philip, just so that since we're here, because you have this amazing thing that you do. But anything else that you want to say before that?
Well, I think I've said enough about what I believe and what I see that people should be doing in the next 2 weeks. And for me, that I'm repeating that it's more like going into prayer. And with that, I'm not, don't pray to anyone or so. Just go inwards, just feel yourself, maybe do more self-care, just sit with yourself. Feel your own truth, feel your heartbeat, feel your energy. Ask yourself how you're doing. Ask yourself what you want to see in the world and then project that out. That is the time to do it. And if enough people do that, that is exactly what we're going to manifest. Don't buy into fear mongering. Don't just stop it for 2 weeks. Stop it. Go into positive. In regards to quantum energy, we've talked a lot, obviously, on your shows about the physical effects of a high consciousness or high quantum energy field, which, by the way, has nothing to do with quantum mechanics at all. But we've not talked much about consciousness. I mean, we talked about the Hawking scale and all of that, but it's high vibration. It's a very high vibrational field. So you can uplift yourself on an energetic level and get into a state of a higher vibration, which is again then the state where you're inviting different types of insights, where you're getting out of zones of fear, shame, guilt. That those are all those vibrational, low vibrational states that they want to keep you in, and if you're there, that's what you're calling into your lives, and that you, what you'll see in your life, right? As you get out of that, you can vibrate higher, and you can totally change your own reality with that, and that's maybe what I can contribute in regards to quantum energy right now, that you can have help on a different level where you're, it's not a supplement, it's something that lifts you up energetically and helps you to get quicker into your own power, basically. So in a way, that's really self-empowerment.
And I think it's important that people realize, because there's a lot of people out there talking. You said earlier, there's people have a little bit of skill, but they're out there in a big way. And then there's, Roman and crew have a lot of skill and are more subdued.
And I think with this quantum, it's the same way. There are people talking about this stuff, but there's a difference. You've gone out and you've shown how it works. You have over 60 trials and studies with the most prestigious labs, double blind placebo studies to show people, because it's hard. A lot of us don't understand quite how this works, and almost no one does at first, right? Even almost everyone I talk to who really is into it at first didn't understand it. But the studies and the fact that you have proven it more than anyone else in the world, you're really the world leader at this. It shows that this is the real deal. It's not just make believe, high level woo woo stuff. This is real, guys, and you've showed it so well. And I'm so proud of you guys for doing that, because you're leading the world in this.
Well, yeah, thank you for saying that, and you're right. It's but th that's part of it, right? Because the time has been that we as humanity went into forgetting who we are, what we are, and what we're even made of. The most fundamental truth is that we're energy and frequency. And just, I don't go to some grocery store and ask 10 people. They'll have no clue what you're talking about, right? That's still the state we're in, but it's shifting massively. You may then find someone, right, depending on where you go, and that number is growing significantly. And in 5 years, I tell you, maybe even earlier, it's you don't even have to explain anything because it's going to be so totally clear why this works and that it works. So indeed, we needed some studies, to also show on the physical level, but in the end of the day, it's going to be very, very obvious. And it is already for everyone that actually can see and perceive energies. And obviously, to all the clinics that are testing this and all of that. But yeah, that's the time right now. We're moving more into allowing that. We can help our energy system, that we even have one, and that we should take care of it, right? Like taking a shower in the morning and brushing our teeth, right? We're doing all these things, but yet we're not taking care of our own energy. And isn't that the most important? We should actually take care of before we brush our teeth.
Well, that's why I'm taking a vacation.
You should,
I'm
exactly.
taking a
Everyone,
vacation
take a
and
vacation now.
enjoy your
re-energize.
life.
That's
Life is there
right.
to live it.
That's right. Well, thank you so much. I so much appreciate that you came and talked about this. I think it puts another perspective on and trying to get out of the fear of this, and that this doesn't have to be a fearful time. It could be something really great. So thank you so much for coming to the program.